Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
And indeed, some of your texts to 51551 on the appointment of Catherine Zappone to the position of Special Envoy. One person says Zappone's appointment just reinforces the view of the general public of the "you scratch my back" nature of politics. That comes from Barry. But Michael says there are advantages in having Catherine Zappone appointed, as she is based in New York. What a storm in a teacup, he says. Separately on compliments, one person makes the point that nice is not a compliment. Do you agree with that? If you say something's nice, is it not a compliment? Another person says, in recent years, as a man, I'm afraid to pay a compliment to a co-worker on a nice dress in case it is misinterpreted. Interesting. Keep your text coming. 51551. Now, the government has agreed to commence the formal procurement process for a new Coast Guard aviation service in October next. That service is currently contracted to CHC Ireland, which is due to expire this year, but will perhaps be extended. Well, Senator Gerard Crockwell joins us now on the line. And Gerard, thank you very much for joining us. We might start with a bit of background in terms of what we have at the moment and how many helicopters do we currently have under the contract that's there.
Good afternoon, Sarah. Good afternoon to your listeners. Currently, we have four stations, one in Dublin, one in Waterford, one in Shannon and one in Sligo. We have five helicopters, so four operational and one on standby. And that's costing us roughly 61 million euros per annum.
OK, and is that enough?
Is it enough? It's probably too much in the grand scheme of things. Helicopters can cover this country very quickly. On the East Coast, were there to be a major accident on the East Coast, I'm sure all of the helicopters, both in the West Coast of the UK and all of the Irish helicopters, would be scrambled immediately. So, I believe it is enough, but it probably a little bit over the top as well.
So we're leasing these helicopters effectively from this company, CHC Ireland, at the moment. That contract is due to expire. Do we have an idea as to who might be the contenders for the contract when it's renewed?
I think because of the size of the contract, it's going to have to be the big players. So CHC themselves, probably Bristow and probably Babcock. They're the big suppliers. Unless the government is prepared to look at smaller companies, I believe myself the Irish Air Corps should be a significant player in this particular the next SAR contract for the next 10 years.
And is the Irish Air Corps in the running?
Not really. The word in the press release is rather depressing. The Minister for Defence says the Air Corps might provide a dedicated fixed wing service. That's the aeroplanes side of search and rescue. But there is no mention whatsoever about the helicopters being used, despite the fact that we have evidence that we could save the state somewhere around about 38 million euros per annum if we used the Air Corps.
And why would the government not use the Air Corps if there's obvious savings to be made?
I'm at a loss to understand, other than to say that the public service seems to favour contracting out risk. We're all aware of the tragic accident of Rescue 116, and indeed I believe that no contract should be put to tender until we know exactly what happened there. But if you look at the situation regarding aeroplane service or aircraft services in Ireland, there is no whole of government approach. We're spending millions of euros every year for air ambulance to sit on the tarmac in Dublin Airport, for search and rescue service, where, as you rightly point out, five helicopters, which we have paid the full cost of over 10 years, and those helicopters, if the current incumbent loses the contract, we lose those helicopters. So we have, in effect, a children's hospital without the hospital building at the end of it.
And does it come back to what we see in housing, Gerard, with sort of a similar problem when it comes to leasing versus building outright or buying outright, that it requires a big upfront capital cost?
Yeah, well, look, let's look at that. I mean, if the Irish government were to float a bond to buy five helicopters, they would probably get it at a negative rate of interest right now. Whereas if an airline company like CHC, Babcock or Bristow seek to borrow money to buy helicopters, they will pay a premium in interest because of the nature of the business they're in. And that will be passed on to the Irish taxpayer. So there is a significant hit on the Irish taxpayer. And quite frankly, it's really difficult to understand. Can you imagine the type of air corps we would have if they had 60 million a year at their disposal? I find the whole thing really quite baffling.
OK, well, we put in a request to the department and see what they have to say about the air corps and their involvement. But thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Senator Gerard Crockwell. We'll take a break.